Well, in New York City, federal prosecutors have charged an art dealer named Glafira Rosales in connection with $80 million worth of forged art. These are not copies. They're paintings that look like they're in the style of famous artists. The painter has not been charged in the case, but we're joined now by a man who was charged and served time for art forgery. John Myatt is described by Scotland Yard as one of the 20th century's biggest art frauds. He's with us now from Staffordshire, England. John, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So your forgery career began quite honestly. You advertised your ability to paint genuine fakes, and then things got a bit dodgy. Tell us what happened.
That's right. I was working with a number of customers, really, over a 3 or 4 year period. I needed to stay at home. I had to give up my teaching job. I was taking care of a couple of youngsters. So the advert, Genuine Fakes, from £250, was brought in a lot of customers. But one customer in particular kept on coming back and coming back and coming back. And after about 3 years, he called me up one day and said, you know that last little Cubist painting you did for me? You sold me for £250. I've just taken it into, I think it might have been Christie's. I'm not sure. Could have been Sotheby's. And they have valued it at £25,000.
Wow. Because they thought it was the real thing.
Yeah, they did. They looked at it and they authenticated. Well, he didn't sell it through the auction house, but having got the certificate from the auction house to say that in their opinion it was authentic, he was then able to sell it through the trade.
Which got you hooked over the next years. You knocked off a Chagall, a Clay, a Nicholson. How did you do this?
The way I work, and even still today, is I would go to my local museum and take the children in, you know, sit in the coffee bar for a while, and then I would sit down and I could kind of hypnotize a painting. And I try and flash back in my mind to the blank canvas and then try and see how that particular artist had done what he or she had done. And then I would create a new painting, not copy the one that I'd looked at, but using the same methods, the same techniques, based very much on the way that my target artist had done it originally. But of course, I was not using oil paint. I don't like oil paint, and I always used a mixture of basic house paint and acrylic.
And in the end, you created over 200 works, sold about $3 million worth. You fooled even the Tate Modern in London, Christie's, Sotheby's. Did you ever feel bad about what you were doing?
Oh, yes. Well, it didn't dawn on me for a while that I was a crook, and then when it did, I didn't like it. And I wanted to get out of it and get out of it in one piece, if you know what I mean. I know I'm talking to you today and I've got a good business, really, if you like, selling genuine fakes. But I don't look back on that as my finest hour by any means.
Well, tell us about that. You did go to jail. You got out. And now you are back to painting again genuine fakes.
Yes. Well, I came out of prison. They were very good to me in prison and they let me out early. And I was determined, absolutely determined, never to paint again. I just did nothing but trouble. And I'd only been back home for about 2 hours and the telephone rang. And it was the policeman who'd led the case against me and arrested me, actually. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm off to try and get a new job. And he said, oh, no, don't be silly, John. Would you like to paint my family portrait? And also, I'd like a Ben Nicholson. And I know quite a couple of the barristers who worked on the case. They would like a memento of the case. So leave it all to me. I'll handle it all for you. And I thought, oh, good Lord. And anyway, in, I think, about 6 months after I'd come out of prison, I'd got something like over £10,000 in the bank, and I'd earned it legally. And I was very proud of that.
Just don't get carried away this time, all right?
You know, that is something I can actually guarantee you will never happen again.
John Myatt is a British artist who was in jail for art forgery, and he's now out and painting genuine fakes, as he calls them. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Meghna, I said he was from Staffordshire. He is actually from Staffordshire. Staffordshire doesn't appear to be a real place, but it sounds real.
Neither is it a genuine fake. It's the real deal.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. This is Here and Now. We'll be right back.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.